Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hopefully you're getting along well with your lovers and your boyfriends, girlfriends, wives, husbands, etc., etc. And I don't know if this has anything to do with Valentine's Day, but today we're talking about a program on TLC entitled Quit Your Day Job. It's about job opportunities and, starting your own business. And if you're able to successfully start your own business, you can indeed quit your day job.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun expression we have. We use it as a joke a lot of the time because someone will be trying to do something, maybe chasing a dream of becoming a famous singer. And, you know, that friend of yours can't really sing very well. And so you'll kind of tease them and say, hey, don't quit your day job, meaning you're probably not going to make it in that fun pursuit of whatever you're trying to do. But this really is about somebody starting a new business, so we're going to talk about what it's like, I guess, to start up a new thing. It's scary but exciting. So we're going to spend 2 days on TLC's show called Quit Your Day Job. But remember, if you joke about it, you say, don't quit your day job. Hey, don't quit your day job.
It's mostly used like that. Yes, don't quit your day job. But hopefully with some advice today from this program, you can indeed someday quit your day job and become a successful business entrepreneur.
Cool.
Okay, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson, and we'll be right back to discuss it. You've got the idea, you've got the drive, but you're missing the capital. How are you going to get your business off the ground without it? The proverb, "It takes money to make money," holds true. When starting your own business, the initial expenses can be huge. That's where an angel investor comes in. An angel investor provides entrepreneurs going through the difficult early stages of business with the money they desperately need. TLC's show Quit Your Day Job features 4 angel investors lending their expertise, and most importantly their money, to young, self-made entrepreneurs in need of a boost. Making up the team are Randy Zuckerberg, Ido Leffler, Sarah Prevett, and Lauren Milian, all business owners with backgrounds in startups themselves. By combining their extensive portfolios and business acumen, the investors make a potent team. However, this means they're only willing to invest in the best. To impress the investors, potential entrepreneurs not only have to prove their product will sell, but also show that they have the passion and perseverance needed to make it a success. First up on Quit Your Day Job, the investors choose 3 promising entrepreneurs and split up to explore their startups in depth. On one episode, they're considering Tyler Norris, a university student looking to build a solar-powered food cart franchise. Hannah Greger, the owner of a cold-pressed juice startup, and Billy Price, a quadriplegic who's designed a shoe for those with limited mobility. At this stage, the investors are looking for numbers. They want Tyler, Hannah, and Billy to show them that they've done their research and have the business plans to prove it. At the initial meeting, the investors point out any problems that could impede the entrepreneur's progress. Before moving on, the entrepreneurs must find solutions and make their first pitch to the entire team.
Okay, guys, we're going to talk about TLC's Quit Your Day Job. As I looked at the summary of their show, it's very similar to a popular show in the States called Shark's Tank, where young inventors or people with an idea for a new business presented to 4 very wealthy and very successful people, one being Mark Cuban, who is a famous businessman who owns a basketball team in the States. Anyway, they present the idea, and if one of the 4 people listening like it, they'll invest and it gives them a chance to start their business or maybe get some additional funds to keep going. It's very expensive to start a new business sometimes. You need a lot of money up front or before you get going. So let's take a look at the first paragraph here. You've got the idea. It's a great idea. You need a good idea if you're going to start a business. You've got the drive. Drive here refers to someone's energy, someone who is very determined, will keep going no matter what. And the problem here, though, is you're missing the capital. Capital here refers to the money needed to invest in something. If you work for a company that has a factory, you've got a lot of capital that's invested in big pieces of machinery. Here you need some capital to get your business started.
Money for investing. Indeed, you've got the idea. It's a great idea. You're really motivated. You've got the drive. I want to be successful. I want to make money. But you don't got the money. How are you going to get your business off the ground without it? And something gets off the ground, that means it gets started, like an airplane taking off into the air. How can you get this off the ground? How can you get it operating? Well, we've got a proverb here. The proverb, "It takes money to make money," holds true. When starting your own business, the initial expenses can be huge. So this is a proverb. It's kind of like a saying. There are all sorts of proverbs in language. It's just a saying that lots of people know about, you know, like a doctor a day keeps the... Oh, I'm sorry, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. And there are the early bird gets the worm, etc. Those are examples of some common English proverbs.
Yeah, they're a little bit of common wisdom, common sense, and they're kind of catchy. They're usually just composed of a few words and they stick in your head. So it takes money to make money is very true. The stock market has been going up, as we know, and you'd love to get involved, but you need money to invest in order to make money on the stock market too. So it takes money to make money holds true, or means it is true. If you apply it to this situation, it's definitely true. When starting your own business, you need a lot of capital. The initial expenses can be huge. Initial just means at the start of something or first part of something. Expenses are whatever you need to buy to make something work. Maybe you're producing a product. You have a lot of expenses. Your factory costs money. The supplies or materials that you need to make that product cost money. Those are all expenses. We all have expenses in our daily lives, too. It takes money to live, even. So, yeah, you need a lot of capital.
You certainly do, and those expenses can be huge, like some people say. Huge is how I say it. But in any case, yes, you need a lot of capital at the beginning. And that's where an angel investor comes in. I don't have a strong economic background, but I suppose an angel is somebody from heaven who comes down to save you. So an angel investor is somebody who comes along and offers to lend you that money so you can get started. So that's an angel investor. An investor, of course, is somebody who provides money for something. Of course, they're going to want interest in return later. They're not just giving you that money. They're investing in that. If you buy stocks, you are an investor. So the investor comes in and provides that money for you.
An angel investor provides entrepreneurs. Those are people who start their own company, start their own business. They help them or provide a way for them to get through the difficult early stages of business. If you're going through something or you go through something, it just means you're experiencing it. You can go through good times. You can go through hard times. Setting up a business at the beginning is difficult, especially because you need extra money, but you also need so much time to keep everything going at the speed that needs to. So those difficult early stages will be easier with money from angel investors. So hopefully those of you out there that want to start a new business know of some angel investors.
Right. And this sentence is kind of tricky because it kind of separates this verb phrase here to provide someone with something. So provide with is the phrase. So this angel investor provides these entrepreneurs with the money they desperately need. So provide someone with something. They offer these things to them so that they can use that. Your guidance counselor in university will provide you with information to help you with your university career. But in any case here, these angel investors will basically provide them with that money. And these, of course, are entrepreneurs, business people who are going through the early stages, which are quite difficult, and they'll have that money, and they desperately need this money. If they don't have that money, they're not going to be able to get their businesses off the ground.
It's true. Let's move on to the next paragraph. The show on TLC called Quit Your Day Job features four angel investors lending their expertise and, most importantly, their money to young self-made entrepreneurs in need of a boost. I understand here in Taiwan, most people want to own their own business. It's kind of a national characteristic that
everybody wants to be the boss. Yeah.
People here all want to own their own business. Well, if you are thinking about it, you might want to tune into this show for some good advice. If you have expertise in something, it means you have a lot of knowledge, a lot of background. You're someone who can actually be of benefit to somebody else because of the wisdom that you have in a particular area. And that's what these guys are doing. They're not only lending their money to these new business owners, they're lending their advice, their expertise, which is really important to listen to someone who's got a lot of experience opening or starting a new business. They can help you avoid the pitfalls. A pitfall is just the dangerous areas of something that will set you back in your progress.
And they're providing this expertise and this money to these self-made entrepreneurs. They're people who are starting their own businesses. They are self-made. They're not relying on other people or inheritances to get themselves started. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first part of our lesson for today. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到第一段的第二个句子写着 The proverb, it takes money to make money, holds true. When starting your own business, the initial expenses can be huge.在这里的 proverb 也就是有谚语的意思，这里所谈到的谚语叫做 It takes money to make money， 就是所谓的钱滚钱，而动词 hold 在这里则是指保持某种状态，那么 something holds true 就代表这句话呢仍然是真实很适用的。那后面呢再来说到 When starting your own business， 当你想要开创自己的事业的时候，一刚开始的费用是相当庞大的。Initial 就是代表着最初的，一刚开始的。Expense 也就是有开支或是经费，常常是以复数的形态来表达。举个例子来说，办公室的花费太大了，你就可以说 The office expenses were too big。接着来看到这一段的最后一句提到 An angel investor provides entrepreneurs going through the difficult early stages of business with the money they desperately need。在这里，没钱的时候需要的就是一个 angel investor， 天使投资人，他提供你什么东西呢？我们要注意这里有一个用法 provide somebody with something， 提供给这些 entrepreneurs， 也就是这些创业家什么东西 with the money， 提供给他们钱。在这一句当中，同学不仅可以试着从 going 开始刮号，刮到 business， 用来修饰前面的 entrepreneurs， 这些创业家呢，他们其实经历这种早期要开创事业的困难时期，而这些钱后面还有个形容词子句 they desperately need， 是他们非常需要的金钱。接着来看到第二段的第一个句子，TLC's show, Quit Your Day Job, features four angel investors lending their expertise and most importantly their money to young self-made entrepreneurs in need of a boost.今天要介绍的这个 TLC 旅游生活频道的 Quit Your Day Job 这个节目 Feature 是这一句的动词，指的是以什么为特色，它的特色就是要介绍四位天使投资人，他们要 lending their expertise， 他们所要出借的呢就是自己的专门知识，我们在英文里面就用 expertise 这个字。当然最重要的就是他们的 money， 给这些 young self-made entrepreneurs， 给这些年轻而且呢是白手起家的创业家，然后把他们推一把。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue to talk about quit your day job. As we said before, we often hear this in the negative. Yes, I've got a job for you as a singer, but don't quit your day job because you're not going to be a star overnight. Okay, you better keep your day job until you get discovered. But in this particular case, the title of the show is, indeed, you want to quit your day job because these are self-made entrepreneurs who need some initial investment. They need some capital. They need some money from these experts, these angel investors, who are lending their money and their expertise to these self-made entrepreneurs. Now, making up a team, or at least making up the team, are Randy Zuckerberg, Ido Leffler, Sarah Privet, and Lauren Mylian. Okay, they're all business owners with backgrounds in startups themselves. So these are the angel investors. There are four people, Randy, Ido, Sarah, and Lauren. And, of course, they have experience. They have experience in startups themselves. So they have started their own companies before, so they know a thing or two about this.
Yeah, those are the best people to go to for advice. People who have some experience in whatever you're trying to get some advice on. So they are making up the team. There are four of them. They're all business owners. Startup here. As you can see, it has a hyphen in the middle. It's a noun. I worked for a startup in New York City, probably my best job ever. It was so fun because everything's new and exciting and a little dangerous and risky because you have a new business. So if someone says, yeah, I work for a startup, they don't need to say business. They can just say startup, but that's what they're referring to, a new business. By combining their extensive portfolios and business acumen, the investors make a potent team. Let's look at some of these words. Extensive just means spread out, right? So you've got extensive experience. I have an extensive list of friends that I can go to for help. Extensive. So it could be literal, actually covering an area. There's extensive mountain ranges in Taiwan. I'm trying to think of something with actual land. Mm. But you can also use it to talk about figurative. Yeah, extensive experience is figurative. So here we go. If you have business acumen, it just means you have a lot of business smarts. You're very savvy about business. You know what you're talking about. You can make good decisions. And you can also, making quick decisions is very important when you're setting up a new business.
Indeed. And I did look this word up in the dictionary. It does say that acumen is actually an acceptable pronunciation of this word, although Stephanie and myself prefer acumen.
Yeah, I've never heard of acumen, but it's true.
It is in the dictionary. Somebody must say it somewhere. I don't know where, but acumen is what I say, business acumen. And hey, what does that word mean? Well, it just means you have the ability to have good judgment and make quick decisions. So business acumen means, hey, you're a good business person. You don't hesitate. You know what to do right away. So they make a potent team. Potent means very effective, and they're basically very successful at what they do. However, this means they're only willing to invest in the best. Mm. That makes sense. Okay,
yeah.
So why would you want to invest in a failure and lose a bunch of money unless you want to claim like business losses in your tax return or something? But most people don't really want to do that. To impress the investors, potential entrepreneurs not only have to prove their product will sell, but also show that they have the passion and perseverance needed to make it a success. So basically, these potential entrepreneurs, these new startups here, have to do two things. They have to prove their product will sell. They have to provide the statistics. They may have had to do surveys. Would you be interested in this product, etc.? They have to prove it will sell. And they also have to show that they have a passion for it, that they're not just doing this as some sort of little project that they can forget about later on.
Right. So they also have to show that they have passion and perseverance. You don't give up. You're determined. He's very determined. He's persistent. So you want a lot of perseverance and drive. We talked about drive at the very beginning of the article. So first up on Quit Your Day Job, the investors choose three promising entrepreneurs. If you are promising, it's another way to say you have a lot of potential. Looks like you might be successful one day. Well, they choose these three and then they split up to explore their startups in depth. So on one episode, they're considering a guy named Tyler Norris. He's just in college. He's a university student and he's looking to build a solar-powered food cart franchise. Interesting. So he would use solar power to prepare whatever food he's cooking. We have a lot of food carts in Taiwan, but they run on electricity for the most part. So that would be interesting and something that would be interesting to Taiwan viewers watching this show as well.
And it's a franchise. Of course, a franchise is a business in which you have permission by a larger company or a government to use their name and stuff like that, like fast food franchises are all over the place. They're not owned by that company. They're owned by individuals, but they have a license to use the name like a McDonald's or Burger King.
Subway.
Or whatever. Yeah. Most of those are franchises, although not necessarily 100%, but most of them are. So this is a solar-powered food cart franchise, so I guess there'll be other ones around. We've also got Hannah Greger, the owner of a cold-pressed juice startup. Cold-pressed juice is a way of getting juice out of fruit. It's a special method. I don't know if it's common here in Taiwan. I suppose it is. Y'all love your fruit here in Taiwan. Cold-pressed juice startup. And we've got Billy Price, who is a quadriplegic, which means he can't move his arms nor his legs. And he's designed a shoe for those with limited mobility. If you have trouble walking or something, or if you're in a wheelchair, he's designed shoes that you can wear.
So at this stage, it says the investors are looking for numbers. They want Tyler, Hannah, and Billy to show them that they've done their research and have the business plans to prove it. They want to see their budget. They want to see how much they plan to make, if they've had any success so far, how they're handling their own money before they invest into these new businesses. If you're working with someone who doesn't know what they're doing, you don't want to put your own money in there with them because you'll end up, you know, losing your money as well. So they want to look at the numbers. They want to look at what budgets they have outlined for themselves already. And to see if they've done research, a lot of the people who try to start new businesses don't even check out the competition beforehand. They just think, you know, I'll do it. I can't tell you how many coffee shops and drink shops are in my neighborhood. Mm. And I think, oh my gosh, I'm in this tiny little area and there are 10 drink shops. It's crazy. They're not all going to make money. So do the research, guys, before you start trying to open a business. So at the initial meeting, the investors point out any problems that could impede the entrepreneur's success. If you point something out, you make it clear to somebody. You can actually use your finger and point out something, but you don't have to. You could just simply make something clear to somebody that you're seeing. Maybe they don't see it. You need to point out the advantages of doing something, or maybe point out the dangers of what this person's doing.
Yep, pay special attention to something, emphasize something, point out those problems that might impede their progress. Would just slow it down, would block it, etc. And before moving on, the entrepreneurs must find solutions and make their first pitch to the entire team. So they're going to make that pitch to them. They're going to present their information, give them their ideas, what they plan to do, show them their research. That's what happens during a pitch. You just show them what you're going to do and see if they like your pitch. And hopefully you will be chosen by them and you'll be successful. Various companies have to do this to their clients all the time. They give them a pitch to show them what they can do. And then the client will choose which company to do their work for them. Okay, that brings us to the end of the first day of this lesson. But right now we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到有三个 entrepreneurs, 他们想要争取这个呢天使投资人的投资。我们接着看到第二段最后一句提到 To impress the investors, potential entrepreneurs not only have to prove their product will sell,but also show that they have the passion and perseverance needed to make it a success. Impress 在这里就是有使印象深刻，这些创业家要做什么事情呢？ Not only, but also, 同学可以把它圈起来，不仅要先试着要 prove their product will sell, 他们的产品是会大卖的，另外 but also 还要展现出来他们拥有的是 the passion and perseverance, 拥有这样子的热情跟坚持不懈的态度，然后后面同学不妨可以试着括号起来 needed to make it a success, 这些热情这些 perseverance 都是被需要来使自己的事业可以成功的一个元素。下一段的第一句提到 First up on quit your day job, the investors choose three promising entrepreneurs and split up to explore their startups in depth.首先他们挑选了三个 promising entrepreneurs, 三个看起来很有前途的创业家，然后分散开来去 explore, 探索呢他们呢一刚开始的新创企业。在这里的片语 in depth, 就是代表着完整的深入的意思。接着我们来看到在后面的句子提到At this stage, 在这个阶段呢 the investors are looking for numbers. 当然很重要的是要看数字。They want Tyler, Hannah, and Billy to show them that they've done their research and have the business plans to prove it.这三位创业家必须要展现出 they've done their research, 自己有先做好功课跟研究，还有所必须的 business plans, 商业企划来佐证它。At the initial meeting, the investors point out any problems that could impede the entrepreneur's progress. 然后在一刚开始的会议当中呢，投资人就会 point out, 提出任何可能会阻碍这些创业家进展的问题点。后面这里有个动词 impede, 在这里就是有阻止妨碍的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's day one of our TLC unit on quit your day job. We hope you'll come back and see what these angel investors are up to and how our new entrepreneurs are going to be working out. I wish them a lot of success. It's not easy to start a new business. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye. Bye.